Should we knock and tell her who's out here? I asked softly.
I don't want to warn anyone who might be inside, said Megan, her voice shaking so badly that it went up and down the scale from bass to soprano.
I swallowed. I'm thinking I want to give a warning, so if someone is in there, they can run out the back door while we walk in the front one.
I like your idea, said Megan, and let go of me to commence hammering on the door. Agnes, are you in there? It's Megan and Ryan. I left my purse, and it has my driver's license in it. Agnes, can you open the door? Okay, we're coming in. Ryan still has your key.
Every dog within hearing range of 6th Street must have heard her, responding with a chorus of growls, barks, howls, yaps, yips, and wails. Suddenly, being inside the store rather than outside seemed like a good plan. I turned the key and slammed the door back against the wall to make sure that if an intruder was standing there ready to slip out, he would slip out seriously injured.
Agnes, I hollered. Agnes, it's Ryan. We came to get Megan's purse. Are you in your apartment?
I closed the front door. Nobody fell on the floor. Agnes had left on 3 sets of track lights, down each side and in the middle aisle. As far as I was concerned, that wasn't enough.
Where's the light switch? I whispered. I want every light in the store turned on. I don't want a single shadow anywhere.
Beside the door to Agnes's apartment.
You want to stay here or go with me? I asked,
hoping she'd come with me. The public area of the store felt empty, but I had an irrational fear of someone snatching Megan away from me, and I didn't think I could stand losing her.
I'll come, but I want to get Agnes's baseball bat from the checkout counter. We need a weapon, Ryan, and I don't think your pocket knife is enough.
One lesson I gained that night was not to leave your weapon at one end of a building while you are at the other end. In addition to an empty cash box on the floor behind the counter, we also found Agnes.